Prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled. From the studio gym where excuses never apply, it's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Hey, welcome back to another episode of Superhuman Radio. Do we have a jam-packed show for you today? Starting off during the first hour, we'll be performing the Blueprint Power Hour with my co-host Rob Regish in just a moment. Then we're going to change it up. This is going to be two important discussions: microbiome disruption, linkage between widely used food additives, colitis, obesity, and metabolic syndrome. This is going to be a shocking discussion. And then the old low-intensity versus high-intensity workout discussion is going to be held again with Dr. Robert Ross, with special emphasis on people who are diobese. But let's get started first and foremost with my good friend and co-host, Rob Regish. How you doing, Rob Regish?
Doing great, man. It's great to be back, and we are loaded. We've got some great questions this week. I think it's going to help a lot of people.
How do you feel, Rob? I told people that you weren't on the air last week because you had been revisited by the ghost of Rabdo Past.
Yeah, you know, the problem is I'm chasing demons, meaning I'm training like I'm 25, but my internal organs are 45, and they don't clear metabolic waste like they used to. So on the 26th, I gave blood as part of a physical, thought nothing of it. On the 27th, I got a phone call from my doc: you need to go to the ER. You know, your CK levels are way out of whack, and you're in stage one kidney failure. So by Monday, I had gotten the kidney thing resolved, but CK continued to rise. I think the moral of the story here is this. The next time you have a heavy workout, 3 to 5 days later, go to your doc or get some blood work done. Get a CBC, complete blood count, of which creatine kinase is a part. I think it's going to be pretty eye-opening as to where your CK numbers are. It's not something, trust me, that you want to have go down.
Do you think that there's something that you're predisposed to now developing it, because you had this once, you kind of clogged up your kidneys a little bit?
You know, I asked him that question, and he said no, for the simple reason that he said, look, you've been doing this for 30 years, and you've trained heavier and more frequently. It would have shown up in the past. It's simply a function of age, you know, unfortunately.
Ask you another question. You espoused fooling around with red yeast rice and these type of things that have cholestatic effects to slingshot into greater muscle growth. But we know that statins cause a greater degree of muscle breakdown and can lead to rhabdo. So are you using anything that would stimulate a greater degree of muscle breakdown, or using any supplements, not your supplements, anything out there, arachidonic acid, anything like that?
No, everything I was using absolutely rebuilt the body and muscle tissue. So there was nothing proactively breaking the muscle down. What was scary about this incident was I did not have any dark urine. I did not suffer from confusion as I did in past episodes. And my plan was to go into the gym Friday, the day I got the phone call from the doc, and train heavy again. So it really illustrates, you know, the demon lays silent for a long time. It took until I was 40, 41 for it to come out. Know your CK levels, or at the very least, hyperhydrate in and around the workout, because nothing feeds that demon like dehydration.
There you go. Okay, you have a Tranquilogen promo to promote today, right?
Yeah, through March 31st, TQ, Tranquilogen, is on sale for 20% off. You can go to CoachRobRegish.com, and once you get on the order page, enter 20% off TQ in the voucher section of the secure order form. That gets you 20% off and free continental shipping in the U.S. And for the international customers, haven't forgotten about you, we'll take 20% off your shipping, too. There's no limit on the number of bottles you can buy. It's a hell of a deal on a hell of a stress buster.
Okay. And then you have a shout-out for Matt Beatty, right?
Yeah. I want to say thank you, Matt, for sending me a DVD player. I mentioned just off the cuff in a conversation with him the other day. I didn't have one, and the dude mails me one. How about that?
So now you're going to have to take all your porn and transfer it from Super 8 to DVD?
yeah, that's not going to be an easy
answer. That was terrible. That wasn't nice of me. So the guy whose name I love the most, who always sends us questions, he has a name that's appropriate for this audience, and that's John Braun. He says, I'm going to give the German volume training a go. How long do you run it for? Which is better to run, the 5x5 or the Arthur Jones Hit? Every 7 to 9 days, I've got 2 bottles of Synthogen. What is the best way to load them to get the best results?
Well, there's some interesting possibilities here with such diverse training styles. And it's a great example, though, of what can go right, but usually wrong insofar as strategy. Now, hang with me on that word because it'll make or break you. Strategy is Greek. And it generally refers to setting goals, determining actions to achieve those goals, and mobilizing resources, which are always limited, to execute actions. What's funny is most people jump right into actions, right, by hitting the gym with no goal, never mind the strategy. Even if those folks achieve their goal, they never know it, which is a big mistake. So let's talk about how to do it the right way. Our goal here is to add 6 pounds of lean body mass in about 8 weeks. That's an aggressive but doable goal, even in an advanced athlete, if you have the right strategy. Here's how. We're going to rotate high and low volume training to take advantage of the body's adaptive energies. I am no fan of German volume training because 10 sets of 10 shoots cortisol over the moon. However, that can be used to your advantage. Here's how. You could start with German volume training and run that every other day as an upper and lower body split for as long as you can stand it. I think 2 weeks is ideal because it catches up with you fast. Then you turn around and make the big switch. Take 3 days off and start HIIT, high intensity, one set to absolute muscular failure training on a one-on, two-off basis. Do that for 10 days and then go to a one-on, three-off for the remaining 11 days. I would finish the cycle with 5 sets of 5 to solidify gains, and the duration for 5 sets of 5 should be around 3 weeks. As far as Synthogen loading for the 2 bottles, on training days, first bottle, 5 caps, right, pre, intra, and post for a total of 15. Off days, 3 caps 3 times a day prior to your 3 biggest meals. Do that until the first bottle runs out. Second bottle, use it on training days only at your lowest effective dose. Here's the bottom line. All training stimuli work, and all training stimuli eventually stop working. Mm-hmm. So with this strategy, you're going to stay one step ahead of your body's adaptive curve and pack on the muscle.
You know, just as an aside, if you are going to train very, very hard and you do this regularly and you have access to a doctor who is in the anti-aging realm of medical practices, get yourself some oxytocin. 2 IUs of oxytocin pre-workout has been shown to blunt cortisol dramatically in athletes who trained with a very, very high intensity. I don't know anything else that does that the way, I mean, you could take phosphatidylserine and stuff like that, but that may actually cause you not to feel like training. The oxytocin doesn't inhibit your intensity. It just suppresses the spike of cortisol. Very interesting.
Yeah. First time I heard that.
All right. So let's go to this one from Mitch Palkis. Am I saying that right?
I think so.
Rob has been talking about going to a chiropractor for some time, and it sounds like Carl is going to one now. I've had a pain off and on in my legs for years, and it seems like there is a pinched nerve, and I decided it's a good time to see a chiropractor again. Question, do you buy into the misaligned spine pinching nerve that control organs causing problems with them? The chiropractor was saying, the person that was exercising, eating organic, and still got cancer. Yeah, I don't buy that. The cause of the cancer was the nerve that goes from the brain to the organ was pinched and at the spine, so the organ was not getting a clear operation or operating instruction from the brain. It makes sense to me just looking. No, it doesn't make sense to me. I have written 2 times before, and you pronounce my name correctly every time. So there you go.
I hope we got it this time. It's an interesting question, Mitch, and one I've had that discussion with chiropractors many times. There are parts of it that I buy into, parts that I don't, but let's take a look at what I think is reasonable to take at face value. A vertebrae that is out of alignment can and does compromise the electrical impulses, right, from your brain that run to the muscles as well as your organs. I'm more familiar with the consequences of suboptimal impulses, right, running to the muscles, and for sure can say they impair muscular strength and function. It's like any other piece of electrical wiring in your house. The more it's worn, frayed, etc., the less efficiently it's going to conduct that message. I am less inclined to believe a misaligned vertebrae conducting the brain's message through a nerve to an organ causes cancer. The truth is, very little is understood about what causes cancer in this country because there's no money in it. Big Pharma far prefers to focus on treating the symptoms or versus finding, you know, a cure.
A cure, right.
They're looking for a cure, but again, only after it starts, because that's where the money is.
Yeah, prevention, right? Prevention doesn't hold any value to them.
No, because if we found the underlying cause and fixed it, right?
But we do know now what causes cancer. We actually do know. And I've done series of shows that all point to the same thing. A pro-inflammatory or chronically inflamed landscape combined with changes to the mitochondria that force it into anaerobic glycolysis. These are the first dominoes that cause cancer. That doesn't happen because of a pinched nerve. That's a metabolic. It's a metabolic function that causes cancer. It's not a pinched nerve.
That's interesting info. I hadn't heard that before.
Yeah. You can go back and look at that. We did a show called Cancer is a Metabolic Disorder. And this doctor wrote an amazing book and a couple studies showing that it's the mitochondria that changes first before the DNA in the cell changes. Wow. The mitochondria shifts to anaerobic glycolysis first before anything else happens. And that's why it gobbles up sugar as its primary source of fuel, and it cannot survive on ketones, and ketones kill it. So, but a pinched nerve is not going to do that. It's not going to, and most people don't get cancer in their organs in general. About the liver, maybe, yeah. But God, yeah. The liver is the filter for every filthy thing that goes through your blood.
Yeah, here's the bottom line. While regular chiro adjustments can benefit you enormously, I have a hard time believing a lack of them causes cancer.
I'm with you. Now, I will say this. Here's two other caveats. I now treat chiropractors and massage therapists the same way. Any chiropractic intervention that causes pain is no good. If you have a shoulder that's getting better and every time you go to the chiropractor, you come home and it's sore for a couple days, that's not good. That's not any better. If I were to hit you in the shoulder with a baseball bat just when it started feeling better, then you could pay me $60 too. And I'll say, well, I did something good for you. The same goes for massage therapy. This notion that they have to dig their fingers into your muscles to unlock knots and stuff like that, I don't buy it. It's called injury. Let me sock you. Let me punch you about your chest and shoulders and back for a half hour. And you'll be in pain, and I'll say I did something good for you. Anything that causes injury to the muscle is not good. I have a good friend who's a chiropractor, and he's a power lifter. He's the only chiropractor that doesn't hurt me when he adjusts me. He doesn't purposely go, oh, I'm gonna have to rip this over here and loosen this over there. No, he doesn't do that. That's Randy Wheeler. Yeah. I've changed my opinion because I've been hurt by a number of chiropractors.
Well, it almost sounds as if you're delaying the body's ability to heal itself, which we know it can and will do. Sometimes it needs some help, sometimes it doesn't.
Well, I had I had overuse in my shoulder, right, that ran down my hand. I think I talked about it on the show not too long ago. And every time I remember the day that I was like, I told Elisa, man, my arm feels so good. That's the day I went for my ART.
Right.
My arm hurt for 3 days after that. That can't, I don't care what anybody, that's not good. And guess what I did? I tore my bicep. Not terribly.
Yeah, art's brutal.
Yeah. I mean, no, I tore my bicep as a result of the overuse. I think that because the muscle tendons were already micro torn. I was doing some very, very heavy pulling, some T-bar rowing, and I overextended my arm and I tore my bicep a little bit. But it's okay. I'm fine. All right. Let's do this. Let's take a quick commercial break. We'll be right back with more of the Blueprint Power Hour.
From the makers of Mass Pro Synthogen, Progenidrex is finally available to everyone. Refined for years in elite athletes, it's the absolute pinnacle of products specifically designed to accelerate drug-free muscle growth without hormones. Using Progenidrex as directed results in dramatic increases in muscle size, pumps, and recovery from heavy training. Won't disrupt endocrine function and no need to cycle off. Visit PredatorNutrition.com and Fusion Supplements for the absolute last word in non-hormonal anabolics. Progenidrex.
Toothpaste is loaded with toxic chemicals. That's why I use Aura MD. Aura MD is a natural dental care product that is made from botanical oils that promotes healthy oral microbiome while destroying dangerous bacteria that lead to oral health problems. It does not contain fluoride, detergents, surfactants, or any other chemicals. Best of all, it leaves your breath smelling so good people will comment about it. Right now, you can get a buy one, get one free of Aura MD by going to superhumanradio.com and clicking the Aura MD banner ad. I won't ever use anything else but Aura MD, and neither should you.
Your physique is carved from sweat, reps, and discipline. It's time to show off your hard work with Quest Apparel. Clothes engineered to enhance the contours of your body. The makers of the number one selling Quest Bar created Quest Apparel with your body and philosophy in mind. Every shirt, pant, and dress has an inspirational custom tagline as a reminder to yourself and a subtle message to those around you that you carve your path to be the exception because you are made, not born. Go to QuestApparel.com. Enter code SUPERHUMAN to receive 20% off your purchase today.
The 1-2 punch for muscle growth is increased pump and increased intensity. Research shows metabolic changes occur that yield bigger, stronger muscles. Harness the power of agmatine plus carnosine beta-alanine to give your workout the intensity, pump, and metabolic changes that you'll not only feel but be able to see. Go to SuperHumanRadio.com and use the coupon code SHR to get Prime Nutrition's Ultimate Stack and save 30% off. That's a savings of over $12. Get the most out of your next training session with Prime Nutrition's Nitric Oxide Plus Intensity Stack. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finest supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel
like you're cheating, but you're not, go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
For the best in real-world, no-nonsense, result-producing, and effective strength training, muscle building, and physical culture information, read Brooks Cubic's books and courses. Don't delay. Sprint on over to brookscubic.com and choose from more than a dozen of the best books and courses on the market. Brooks Cubic's training advice has been building strength, transforming physiques, and changing lives for more than 25 years. If you prefer ebooks, look for Brooks Cubic's best-selling courses at Amazon's Kindle bookstore. Show your support for Physical Culture Radio by going to brookscubic.com right now.
Move over, superheroes. This is the Superhuman Channel.
Welcome back. Matt Beatty has a question. He says, which loading method do you prefer, pyramiding the weight up or reverse pyramiding the weight down?
Well, here's the short answer. I prefer the one I haven't performed most recently, and so will you. The truth of the matter is both of those loading patterns work, especially in the trainee who hasn't been exposed to them before. Now, once your central nervous system has seen, right, the traditional or reverse pyramid once, it's built into its memory where it'll be retained for at least 8 weeks. In other words, try to repeat it again and you'll be soundly disappointed with the results. And I learned that one the hard way, right? There was one day I found a little loading pattern in the back of Powerlifting USA. I figured I found the keys to the kingdom. It added almost 10% over 12 weeks. It worked like a charm, right? It brought my 400-pound squat to 440. I figured at this rate, I'd be squatting 500 pounds in no time. Well, the joke was on me, though. I didn't get more than a third of the way through a second run of that before I started missing reps left and right. So long story short, you need at least half a dozen of these pyramids, reverse pyramids, whatever you want to call them, that are sufficiently different from each other and built to be additive, right, to get considerably stronger at an accelerated rate. The fact almost nobody in your gym has figured this out should explain why they look and perform the same year to year. You know, it's a shameless plug, but the Blueprint 3.0 on CoachRobRegish.com not only has six of the best loading patterns, it has them fully automated. It completely automates the process by integrating them into an Excel-based spreadsheet or auto calculator. You simply punch in your one rep max, hit enter, and presto. It spits out every weight to use for every rep and set for the entire program. You don't have to think. You just do. I couldn't make it any simpler than that. But yeah, it really is true. The best program for you is usually the one you're not on.
All right. So the next one comes from Dennis Rogowski. He says, hey, Rob, finally did the one, add 1 inch to your upper arms. That was a Superhuman University course. He did it yesterday. Quite the workout. We'll let you know how things are looking after a couple days. My question is, did you ever develop a similar protocol for calves? Short season in mass is rapidly approaching.
Well, I can empathize, Dennis, as I too was cursed with small calf disease. All is not lost, though. I found several solutions that added size.
Synthol. No, I'm only kidding.
Synthol. Yeah, no, we don't want to go the Synthol route. To answer your question, though, directly, no, I have not developed a similar protocol for calves. The principles, though, remain the same, with one minor tweak I would recommend. There's a piece of equipment called the DARD, D-A-R-D, and that's short for Dynamic Axial Resistance Device. It's a fancy name for a simple piece of equipment that works the front of the calf, tibialis anterior, not just the soleus and, right, and the gastrocs. The tibialis are the muscles in the front of the shin, and when developed, add a much-needed 3D visual impact. They look bigger. Your calves will look bigger, not just from the back, but from the front and the sides, too. It's an incredibly painful movement because you're not used to exercising, right, those muscles. But the cost is nominal, and the reward's great, so do look into it. Now, if that fails you, fall back onto the old tried-and-true methods, which for me are heavy static holds, usually on the seated calf raise, as much weight as you can handle, hold it for 5 seconds, two such sets with at least 10 minutes of rest between sets. Wind sprints down a slight decline are likewise incredibly effective due to the deceleration, right? Provides an incredible negative and therefore stress on the calf. And then finally, running in strength shoes. Now, if you do decide to train in those shoes, take my advice, go easy with them at first. Now, the first time I ran in them, I cruised around my apartment complex for maybe half a mile. Called into work the next day, might have been 2 days, because I literally couldn't walk. Now, technically, you can walk, but you can only put pressure on your ankles. Since you don't dare put any pressure on the balls of your feet or your toes, because it feels like like knives stabbing the back of your calves. There's only one safe position for your toes, and that's pointing skyward. People are either going to think you lost a bet or you have some horrible neuromuscular disease. But whichever road you take, Dennis, please write back and share your results. Calves are something that unfortunately need to be trained a lot differently than your other body parts. They require an extreme stress.
So strength shoes, are those like those plyometric shoes that don't have any heel?
Yes. I think the name for them is jump soles. That's
yes,
right.
Yes, jump soles. Jump soles, yes.
You'll see basketball players using them. Go easy. I mean, I don't want anybody jumping into it and snapping their Achilles tendon because that's a real bad
injury. Especially if you're an older guy like me, and I seem to be snapping every tendon I have right now. So let's do this. Let's take a quick commercial break. We'll be right back with more of Rob Regish.
From the makers of Mass Pro Synthogen, Progenidrex is finally available to everyone. Refined for years in elite athletes, it's the absolute pinnacle of products specifically designed to accelerate drug-free muscle growth without hormones. Using Progenidrex as directed results in dramatic increases in muscle size, pumps, and recovery from heavy training. Won't disrupt endocrine function and no need to cycle off. Visit PredatorNutrition.com and Fusion Supplements for the absolute last word in non-hormonal anabolics. Progenidrex.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
Do you have a federal student loan? Did you know that the federal government has allotted millions of dollars to reduce or forgive your student loan debt? Are you getting your share of these federal forgiveness program dollars? If you answer no, then you need to call 866-539-2755 right now. FedAidAdvisors.com will qualify you right over the phone for free. One free phone call and FedAidAdvisors.com guarantees to reduce your payments, eliminate interest for the first 3 years, and even wipe your loan debt clean for those who qualify. The call is free to find out if you qualify. Call 866-539-2755 right now. That's 866-539-2755.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finest supplements are sold.
gold.
For more information, check out GetDS.com.
The health and performance benefits of phytonutrients are indisputable, but getting all of your phytonutrients from your diet is difficult. That's why Prime Nutrition introduced PhytoForm. PhytoForm has nearly 11 grams of all the micronized veggies, fruits, fiber, minerals, and antioxidants you need. Alfalfa, organic spirulina, and chlorella, plus acai, pomegranate, goji, bilberry, blueberry, raspberry, cranberry, and papaya. Cabbage, spinach, broccoli, beet, the list goes on and on. You won't find a better, more complete fruits and greens blend anywhere. It even includes PQQ, which has been shown to improve mitochondrial biogenesis. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Prime Nutrition banner ad today and use coupon code SHR to save 30% off. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. Wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. Don't hate us because we feel good.
Okay, are you ready?
Operator.
Welcome back to the Blueprint Power Hour. Hey, it's Bill Clinton. How you doing there? Hey, give me a cheeseburger. I need a cheeseburger. Don't tell Hillary I'm eating cheeseburgers. Rob, during the last break, not this past one, the one before that, Rob said, I've got some amazing news about Progenidrex. I says, oh, hold it till we come out of the break. We went through the entire segment, and Rob goes, oh, I forgot about that. I said, yes, so did I. He goes, man, you need some brain subs. I feel
nootropics,
like,
baby.
Yeah, I need something, man. There's no doubt about it. I, you know, I'm cutting caffeine out again. So whenever I do
no,
that.
No, I heard the commercial and it brought up a post by Teen Physique. He put it up, either today or yesterday over at Predator Nutrition. He's just wrapping up his 1 month cycle, of it. And here were his results. He's gained 7 pounds in a month's time, and it appears to be a lot of lean body mass because he's added over 30 pounds to his bench press, and he is now quadrupling his old one rep max on the deadlift. Now, those are pro-hormone-like gains,
yeah.
Right, and a strong one at that. And the best part is, you know, he did all of it without – wrecking his natural test production or suppressing it, no liver stress, didn't need to spend any money on protective supplements, and not one red cent on post-cycle therapy. So that was my goal when I created it, and to, you know, to act like a pro hormone, or at least in terms of gains. And I don't know, I take a lot of pride in it, I guess is what I'm saying. And credit to him for bringing game, because it doesn't work if you.
Yeah, don't. Because you can take all the supplements you want if you don't train and eat right. Scott Connor says, is there such a thing called metabolic memory? Could it work similar to muscle memory? For instance, would someone who has previously been obese and had plateaued at a very high caloric intake also have the ability to get their metabolism very high again, even after dropping significant body mass? Or is my thinking completely off course?
You would be the guy to ask on this.
Well,
one, right?
Adele and I have talked about this. Of course, there is metabolic memory. There's no doubt about it. In fact, it's what makes it so hard for obese people to lose weight and keep it off. And clearly, if you've been in fantastic shape at some point in time in your life, a true athletic conditioning, your body knows what it feels like. You can find its way back.
Yeah, I can't think of many metabolic advantages, so to speak, to being obese, other than some obese people do seem to carry more lean body mass. Have you ever looked at the calves on a fat person? I'd trade
mine with them. That's the only – I was just going to say that. That's the only area. Their calves are monstrous because they've been carrying 500 pounds around all the time. But
well,
their shoulders aren't more muscular from carrying fat arms, you know.
No. I see one other psychological benefit, if you want to call it that. You know, once you've hated yourself that much, you will go to extremes never to look and feel like that again. I think they call that former fatty syndrome. But to answer your question, I do believe in metabolic memory, although it's usually not a good thing. So, for example, I have observed that people who balloon up from, say, 150 to 200 and stay there for a decade are in a bad way, meaning once the body has been 200 pounds for that length of time, 200 pounds becomes the new normal. And now that that's normal, you need to do more to convince your body to get down to 150 again.
And the brain is part of that equation. The brain is part of that equation that likes to be at 200 pounds.
Right. So. And once you get to 150, you need to hold that for a long time for the body to recognize it, right, as the new normal. Now, sure, there are people, you can go from a decade of being 200 down to 150 in 6 months, right? Plenty of New Year's resolution people do just that. But guess where the body wants to go the second it gets the chance? Back up. So you get my point on that one. The final insight I'll offer is this. You can never really run away from your somatype. I, for example, am almost a pure ectomorph, though through 30-year commitment to training a diet, I present as a mesomorph. The second my food intake drops, it's back to looking like Ichabod Crane. So for fun, the other night, my girl Jennifer and I measured our ankles. We both taped out at 6 inches, right? And she's a small woman. Nothing I can do will change the fact I have chick ankles, although they do add to the sweep of my calves,
right,
making them appear bigger. Here's the final word. There are certain bodily anchors everyone has that never disappear no matter what you do. Your job is to minimize the negative, accentuate the positive, and maintain that condition as long as you can.
Let's try to get this other question in from Sheldon Kessel before we do the blueprint tip of the day. Does carbonation in any way mess with amino acids? I like to mix my amino powders with carbonated water, and I've always wondered if carbonation harms the aminos.
Well, I couldn't find many studies looking at adults, but there's plenty of anecdotal evidence, and one study I found in children that implies carbonation impairs protein metabolism. There was a German study done in 2008 on infants comparing those who grew up on soft drinks versus milk. And the conclusion that they came to is eye-opening. The authors stated long-term consumption of caffeinated or uncaffeinated soft drinks appears to have bone catabolic effects in boys and girls. The effect is mainly mediated by the negative association with total protein intake and is not primarily based on milk displacement. It wasn't the fact they were substituting just soda for milk. It was something else. We can only speculate, but I would lay good money on the fact carbonation in not just bone, but impairs protein digestion, assimilation, and ultimately, if the body can use it efficiently. Now, here's how I learned it. The oxygen you breathe in is O2 or diatomic. It gets in your bloodstream, picks up a carbon, and it's excreted as CO2, which is a waste product. I don't drink waste products, so I avoid carbonation every chance I get. If you really want to prove this to yourself, try this. Have a large steak and a small salad with 24 ounces of orange juice for dinner. The next night, repeat that same experiment with an equal amount of soda. You're going to feel the truth the next morning, meaning I doubt you're going to have a bowel movement with the soda meal.
Really?
Yeah. It's I can feel it. I know that's not a good word to use, feel, because it's subjective.
Right.
But, you know, drink a steak with some orange or pineapple.
Eat a steak with some orange or pineapple juice.
I'm sorry. Yeah. I was going to say, drink some pineapple juice or orange juice with a steak, and then repeat that experiment with a soda, and just note how your stomach feels and what's going on there. You're going to, it's going to register.
You know, there's some other issues with carbonated water. There's emerging evidence that it may harm the lining of the stomach. It may disrupt some of the microbiome of the stomach. There appears to be some information out there that the buildup of gas. A lot of people like, I used to like carbonated water because it made me burp. Well, that internal gas that makes you burp may not be the best thing for the esophageal sphincter that keeps things in your stomach. And you're right. Carbonated water has been associated with bone mineral, a reduction in bone mineral uptake. And I don't know that this has anything to do with it, but have you ever been in a cave like Mammoth Cave or one of those, you know, huge caves where they have tours and stuff like that?
Yeah.
And you see the slagtites and the slagmites. Remember those?
Oh, yeah.
The slagtites hang from the ceiling, right?
Yep.
And the slagmites build up at the bottom from the carbonated water that's dripping through the earth, breaks that sediment in the stone down and carries it down and makes those slagtites and slagmites. So think about that. The carbonated water can change rock formations.
That's if it's breaking stone down.
Now, I don't know how true this is, but it used to be back in the day when I was a kid, when they first started saying how Coca-Cola was bad for you, they said that someone did an experiment. I don't know if this is true or urban legend, where they took a set of dentures that were made out of, I guess, not plastic, but some sort of stone, you know, what do I want to say, masonry, whatever. But what they used to make dentures out of back in the day, I guess it was more like enamel. They put them in a jar filled with Coca-Cola and left them there, and like 2 months later, they were gone. So the idea was that the Coca-Cola dissolved what was equivalent to bone and teeth. And again, this could be urban legend, but I have a feeling there's some truth in it. I don't think it's the syrup that did it. It's the carbonated water.
Yeah. Yeah, it's bad news. And, you know, what it's doing in nature, or even if it exists in nature, is always an interesting exercise. You know, my son loves brownies. He had one the other night for dinner. And I looked at him and I said, Nicholas, where do brownies grow? And it hit him, you know. They don't grow anywhere. They're not a natural food. So if it's not occurring in nature, ditch it.
Well, but no, carbonated water is occurring in nature. It does occur in nature. That's why we have these natural springs that bubble up Perrier and all that sort of stuff. But just because it occurs in nature doesn't mean that it's good for you.
Better point.
Arsenic occurs in nature. I don't want any of that. All right, let's take a quick commercial break. When we come back, the blueprint tip of the day, thoughts on aging and why making subtle changes today makes for a better tomorrow. Stay tuned.
The makers of Mass Pro Synthogen, Progenidrex, is finally available to everyone. Refined for years in elite athletes, it's the absolute pinnacle of products specifically designed to accelerate drug-free muscle growth without hormones. Using Progenidrex as directed results in dramatic increases in muscle size, pumps, and recovery from heavy training. Won't disrupt endocrine function and no need to cycle off. Visit PredatorNutrition.com and Fusion Supplements for the absolute last word in non-hormonal anabolics. Progenidrex.
Do you have a federal student loan? Did you know that the federal government has allotted millions of dollars to reduce or forgive your student loan debt? Are you getting your share of these federal forgiveness program dollars? If you answer no, then you need to call 866-539-2755 right now. FedAidAdvisors.com will qualify you right over the phone for free. One free phone call and FedAidAdvisors.com guarantees to reduce your payments, eliminate interest for the first 3 years, and even wipe your loan debt clean for those who qualify. The call is free to find out if you qualify. Call 866-539-2755 right now. That's 866-539-2755.
A 1-2 punch for muscle growth is increased pump and increased intensity. Research shows metabolic changes occur that yield bigger, stronger muscles. Harness the power of agmatine plus carnosine beta-alanine to give your workout the intensity, pump, and metabolic changes that you'll not only feel but be able to see. Go to superhumanradio.com and use the coupon code SHR to get Prime Nutrition's Ultimate Stack and save 30% off. That's a savings of over $12. Get the most out of your next training session with Prime Nutrition's Nitric Oxide Plus Intensity Stack. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
In today's day and age, it's refreshing to find a company with values that match yours. And it's even more extraordinary when the products they make exceed your expectation in every way. That's what Michael's Naturopathic Programs has done for over 30 years. With more than 50 tried and truthful high-potency formulas, Michael's Naturopathic Programs give your body what it needs. No more guessing what herb or vitamin, amino acid, or mineral you need. With Michael's, it's all in one bottle. From cardiovascular support to weight management to nervous system support to detox and cleansing and more, Michael's Naturopathic Programs work. They have to. Michael himself has been giving it to his own family from the very start. You can find Michael's product at your local health food store or go to michaelshealth.com and get your tried and truthful formulation. That's michaelshealth.com.
Everyone knows the importance of optimal vitamin D levels for health. Every week, a new study is released showing the linkage to disease from low levels of vitamin D. But throughout evolution, we have never gotten the massive amounts of vitamin D in our diet that we get today. This is why oral vitamin D is associated with toxicity and the risk of calcification of organs. Vitamin D is naturally synthesized in the skin, but dermatologists tell us to stay out of the sun for fear of skin damage. Now you can take your vitamin D the way nature intended it with Primal D. Primal D delivers a topical dose of vitamin D into the skin where it belongs. Topically applied vitamin D does not carry the risks associated with oral vitamin D. And a single bottle of Primal D should last you a year. For less than 19 cents a day, you could be taking the world's best vitamin D supplement. Go to PRIMAL-D.com to learn more. Oh, and you don't have to wait to run out of your current vitamin D to order Primal D. You can just throw it away because it just became obsolete. Primal-D.com. Vitamin D delivery the way nature intended it.
Superhuman Radio has the smartest and most dedicated health and fitness listeners found anywhere in the world. If you're trying to tap this market of greater than 50 million health fitness consumers, you simply can't do better than advertising on Superhuman Radio. Our sponsors tell us Superhuman Radio outperforms other forms of advertising time and time again. If you're tired of wasting valuable advertising dollars and need a new way to build your client base, go to superhumanradio.com and click on the Advertise with Us link. It just may be the best thing you have ever done for your business. The benefits of a ketogenic diet are immeasurable. Health, resist disease, mental function, and even performance. But getting into ketosis can take weeks, if even at all. Now you can get into ketosis in 10 minutes. KetoKana is the first ketone powder that has been clinically shown to switch you into a ketogenic state by providing a rush of ketones into the bloodstream. Like to train fasted or want to spare more muscle glycogen during workouts? Take a shot of KetoKana and hit it hard. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Keto Kana banner ad today.
Spit that out right now. This is the Superhuman Channel.
Welcome back to the Blueprint Power Hour. I just want to make a little bit of an announcement. We have a poll up on superhumanradio.com on the right-hand side. I'm asking people to vote. Are you liberal or conservative? And here's why. I have no political ideology involved here. But yesterday on our show, Dr. Michael Peterson came on and talked about the fact that people who tend to have more upper body strength tend to be conservatives. And people who are weaker tend to be liberals. And I thought about it a lot after the show. I mean, I know a lot of people listen to this show that I'm willing to bet are not conservative at all. So I'd like to get a feel for this. I mean, how accurate is this study? Did you hear this? Did you hear the show yesterday, Rob?
No, I haven't had time to listen yet.
Yeah, I mean, this was really, it's the very, very first half hour. Conflicting ideology and psychologies of friendship versus followership. This scientist looked at what makes for a good friend, what makes for a good leader. And ironically,
yeah,
those who tend to be, he said, people with greater upper body strength tend to be conservatives.
Huh. I would expect your listenership to be mostly conservative, but who knows? Might get surprised.
Yeah, that's why I want people to vote, please. I'm really interested in this. I want to send this doctor my results. So there you go. Okay. Take it away, Rob. The tip of the day. Thoughts on aging and why making subtle changes today makes a better tomorrow.
Yeah, we all go through phases in our training lives, sometimes morphing into completely different individuals. And here I'm talking about the goals that you have for yourself. You change the goal, you change your training. It logically follows that you'll likely change your mindset too. And that's a lot to manage, which is why being flexible and resilient are mandatory in this game. Now, if you're a young buck and you're training to be the biggest, strongest guy in the world, you know what? God bless you. That's what you should be doing in your 20s. But time and unforeseen circumstance has a way of intervening. And as such, it helps to know what's coming and have a plan on how to handle it. The typical male gets into the game, ironically enough, to attract a female. In most, though, it morphs into something far more meaningful, building into the very pillars of their psyche. It's who they become, and it's how they and others identify themselves. Phrases like, hey, big guy, over here, muscles, are common, that while seemingly harmless, build into your subconscious mind. You're the biggest dog in the yard, or at least your yard, and life is good. In your 30s, life starts getting a little busier. All right. Along with the gym, now you've got a career, wife, maybe even a few kids. The days at work are getting longer because they keep piling it on. And that's a good sign, you think, because you're good at what you do. It's just you missed a few workouts this month due to those obligations. And the wife isn't happy about all the time you're spending, right, away at the office. Between the demands of work, the missed workouts, and a few spats with your significant other, your condition slips and a layer of stress kind of settles in. It's nothing heavy, though. You think to yourself, you can hack it. Now you're 40, and you have to admit you lost a step in the gym. You're struggling to top your previous PRs, and more you're getting injured. Those injuries aren't healing as fast as they used to, right? You start to consider your own mortality, and your last checkup didn't go so well, right? Cholesterol levels are climbing. Doc reads you the riot act about your blood pressure, right? Because you're on the road so much for work, your diet isn't as tight as it used to be. All of a sudden, being the biggest dog in the yard isn't your priority. Getting healthy is. The common denominator here is a change in your environment and physiology due to advancing age. In order to continue to reap the benefits of this lifestyle, you need to get ahead of these changes and position yourself to better deal with them. I'm going to give some suggestions now about what you can do, right, to make these inevitable changes work for you versus having them work against you. If you're in your 20s, start building a home gym now. Start slow with a power rack, adjustable bench, and a 300-pound weight set. Over time, invest in a hip belt and a loading pin, maybe a trap bar for your deadlifts, and certainly some power blocks for the dumbbell work. By the time you're 30 and those life demands start increasing, you're still going to have time for the gym. Once you're in your 30s, you want to begin working in a lot more restorative work and line up what I call a wellness team. You want to invest also in an inversion board, foam rollers, once a week chiro adjustments, and start working in some body weight stuff. You also begin intermittent fasting, or at the very least, understand how to build muscle on a minimal amount of food. In your mid-30s, or whenever you notice the signs of low test, get tested. Being on top of HRT makes a huge difference, not just in the gym, but life in general. More than any other decade, what you do in your 30s determines whether you'll thrive or even be in the game at all in your 40s and beyond. Speaking of which, if you're in your 40s and you've taken me up on my suggestions, you should still have time for regular training. You should minimize any injuries, right, that plague your friends. All that work you did in your 30s is really starting to pay off now. Your spine's still in good shape, given the chiro adjustments, right, the inversion therapy, and not too much vertical loading of the spine. Your legs still look like tree trunks, right, because of the hip belt. And your traps are still up to your ears, given that trap bar work. You may have a touch of elbow tendonitis, but it's really not that bad because all the foam rolling you did breaks scar tissue up nicely. And finally, you haven't joined the grumpy old men club because you're on HRT, and it makes a world of difference when your hormones are in balance. End of the day, you may not have the biggest bench in the gym anymore, but you can still dip chin, dip, and squat with the best of them. You're still lean because you didn't need to hit the fast food joint at lunch. Everyone else did because they were starving. You trained your mind and your body to go without. And you don't sweat being on the road without a gym because you know how to use simple gravity and your body weight to get it done. Make these changes today. Because the greatest tragedy in life is not death, but something that dies inside you while you're living.
I like that. And I'm very familiar with that thing that dies inside you when you're living because I've smelt it on occasions.
Yeah. Oh, God. And it's, what a way to end the show.
And it's not nice. Oh, that was great. Great show. Great show. Listen, Rob, thanks so much for everything.
Thanks.
Everything
for
that you do.
Great
and
to be back.
I'm glad you're back too, and I'm glad you're feeling better, and just, you know, just take it easy for a little while. You'll be back. You know what? You need to read what you just wrote. That's all.
I'm under doctor's orders not to do anything, including cardio, until my CK levels come back to normal.
Not even cardio?
Not even cardio.
Okay.
Not even cardio. So, you know, the good news is they're finally starting to come down. So I'm on the road. And instead of testing me every 3-4 days now, he says, come see me in 2 weeks. Hopefully they're back in the normal range. And from there, it's going to be a slow process of engineering a workout that doesn't put me into kidney failure.
Yeah, obviously.
But still allows me to progress.
Maybe you need to start doing CrossFit. No, I'm only kidding around.
Oh, God.
All right, Rob. Thanks for being
taking statins.
Yeah, thanks for being on today, brother.
Thank you for having me.
All right, we're going to take one quick commercial break, and when we come back, we're going to pick it up on the other side. We're going to talk about there are things in your food. If you have ulcerative colitis, IBS, if you have diabetes, if you're obese, there are things in your food that may be precipitating this. And these are approved by the Food and Drug Administration to be in your food. And we're going to talk about them when we come back. Stay tuned.
This is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N labs.com.
You've already heard the hundreds of testimonials about how well the AgeForce Fat Burner Patch works. Now it's even better. AgeForce has added the powerful appetite suppressor, Hoodia. So now, while your body's in high gear burning fat, you'll have an easier time sticking to your diet. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the AgeForce banner ad today to get a buy one, get one free for a limited time. What do you have to lose other than body fat?
Imagine if there was an organic, raw, extra virgin olive oil made from one-of-a-kind olives found in Sicily. And wouldn't it be amazing if the producer cared so much about the quality that they tested every batch for the important things that should be present in olive oil? Well, now there is. It's Papa Vince. For a limited time, you can get two bottles of Papa Vince 100% imported from Italy, organic, raw, EVOO, for $39. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the link and call recommends. Taste and feel the difference. Papa Vince since 1935.
At Superior Hardcore Peptides, we pride ourselves on accurately dosed, high-quality peptides and research chemicals made in the USA. With all the options out there, we dedicated ourselves to providing the best service and the best products for your research. Click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com today and use the discount code SHR and get 20% off our already competitive prices. If you're going to do research, do it with the best Superior Hardcore Peptides.
Do you want freakish muscle gains? Freak Maker Build from AAEFX is a scientifically engineered post-workout formula that combines Frotalin, Whey Isolate, Whey Concentrate, Milk Isolate, Casein and Egg, quality protein sources with Carbolin, Prealkaline, and medium-chain triglycerides. A 2-to-1 carb-to-protein ratio to optimize post-training recovery and repair. Freak Maker Build delivers 58 grams of fast-absorbing Carbolin to replenish glycogen stores and 1.5 grams of Prealkaline PA. Buffered creatine monohydrate. Get Freak Maker Build today. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the AAEFX banner.
Everyone knows the importance of optimal vitamin D levels for health. Every week, a new study is released showing the linkage to disease from low levels of vitamin D. But throughout evolution, we have never gotten the massive amounts of vitamin D in our diet that we get today. This is why oral vitamin D is associated with toxicity and the risk of calcification of organs. Vitamin D is naturally synthesized in the skin, but dermatologists tell us to stay out of the sun for fear of skin damage. Now you can take your vitamin D the way nature intended it with Primal D. Primal D delivers a topical dose of vitamin D into the skin where it belongs. Topically applied vitamin D does not carry the risks associated with oral vitamin D. And a single bottle of Primal D should last you a year. For less than 19 cents a day, you could be taking the world's best vitamin D supplement. Go to PRIMAL-D.com to learn more. Oh, and you don't have to wait to run out of your current vitamin D to order Primal D. You can just throw it away because it just became obsolete. Primal-D.com. Vitamin D delivery the way nature intended it.
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest Protein Bar, now comes the Quest High Protein Potato Chips. With 21 grams of high quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
This is the Superhuman Channel, doing reps with the weight of the world.
Now this one dedicated to the girl with the angel face and the devil heart. It was a ragamuffin chocolate.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. You know, Supreme Radio is made possible through a special grant from All American Pharmaceutical and their product line, All American EFX Sports. You can learn more about them by going to superhumanradio.com. Also, I've gotten several emails from people about the Primal D website. It is down. It will be back up shortly, part of the server move. We forgot all about the poor Primal D website. So we're getting that back up. And Primal D will be back in stock next week for those of you who have been waiting patiently to order more. Primal D, vitamin D delivered the way nature intended. Okay. There are a lot of things in our food that are not good for us. And there are some widely used food additives that may be promoting colitis, obesity, and metabolic syndrome. And my next guest is Dr. Andrew Gewirtz. How you doing, Dr. Gewirtz?
I'm doing good, thanks.
And you have just published a study with your colleagues investigating some of these common additives that we find in our food. But before we talk about that, we want to talk about the microbiome simply because these foods insult the microbiome, correct?
That is correct, yeah. A class of food additives called emulsifiers, and they are insulting the microbiome is a good term for it.
Okay, so you want to kind of do a little primer about the microbiome, all these wonderful microbes, but there's, you came up with a term when we talked last week, what'd you call it again? Not friends, not
yeah. I refer to the microbiota as the intestine's BFF, or best frenemy forever.
So in other words, we always talk about the good microbes. Oh, we're learning about this and that, but there are bad microbes in there as well.
Yeah, it's a large community of microbes, 100 trillion organisms, a kilogram or a couple of pounds of bacteria live in the average human intestine. And I call it a frenemy because it does do a lot of good things as a community. It promotes immune development. It's very important for proper digestion and metabolism. And it is great that science has come to recognize the importance of the microbiome in recent years. But it should be understood that this community of microbes is not providing unconditional love. if it is not well maintained, it can cause a lot of problems. So just as it's essential for health, it also plays a role in a number of chronic inflammatory diseases, including metabolic disease and inflammatory bowel disease. And since you have it, to some extent, you have your microbiome forever. Once you acquire it at birth, you can shift it around a little bit by diet and other things. But some of its basic characteristics remain, so I refer to it as the BFF, the best frenemy forever.
So these emulsifiers, one of them that comes to mind is lecithin, which we find in a lot of things, which is derived typically from soy and or sunflower seeds. Is this one of the agents?
You're absolutely correct that lecithin is an emulsifier, and it is in so many foods that we are concerned about it. But I should say that at this point, we have only tested in our model system some of the synthetic emulsifiers, particularly polysorbate 80 and carboxymethyl cellulose.
Uh-huh.
And these are emulsifiers that have been generated in a by organic synthesis in an industrial type of lab setting. So these don't exist in nature, and that's why we started focusing on those, and we're clearly seeing problems with those. The next step for our research is to move on and test more natural emulsifiers, things like lecithin. But we haven't quite gotten there yet.
Well, what you have seen so far from the initial research are the insults coming from emulsifiers from the intrinsic nature of what emulsifiers do, or could it be, as you're saying very cautiously, hey, you know, we don't know about the natural emulsifiers, we only know about these synthetic ones. Do you see this as, oh, emulsifiers do this to the gut, or are you seeing it as these emulsifiers do this to the gut?
So what we're seeing is that emulsifiers, you can think of them as detergents, and that is what they do. They take two things that would not normally form a stable mixture. You can think oil and water, and you add a detergent, and then they form a stable solution. And this is what emulsifiers do in food. They take things that would not normally be stable, either in liquid mixtures, sauces, things like that, or even in solid mixtures, that things that would gradually come apart and
right,
the texture would get ruined. So what we think the emulsifiers are doing, it is an inherent property of emulsifiers themselves, but it may be that for something like lecithin, since our intestines know how to metabolize it efficiently, it may be that it just doesn't stick around very long in food. It's something that we need to really test more. But we think that emulsifiers that would stick around and be stable, certainly like polysorbate 80 and carboxymethyl cellulose, that these may well be, that these are pretty problematic and really should be avoided if possible.
So emulsifiers, and hence the word emulsion, right? We learned that in grammar school, right? The suspension, the emulsion, and these different The emulsifiers, like as you point out, are designed to keep things kind of nicely mixed together so they don't separate and come apart. What do these two synthetic emulsifiers that you looked at actually do to the microbiome? Do they feed the unhealthy microbes? Do they harm the good microbes? Or what do they do?
So the end result seems to be all of the above. So what we did in the study was we fed mice these emulsifiers either mixed in their drinking water or mixed in with their food at doses that would approximately mimic the diet of Americans who eat a lot of processed foods. We eat a lot of things out of boxes in a supermarket. You wouldn't find these in any kind of fresh foods.
No, but you could find them in engineered foods that are supposed to be quote unquote healthy, like protein bars and ready to drink RTD meal replacement powders and stuff. So
yes, they're very often in those, and they're in often in pretty high amounts in those. But you wouldn't find them in fresh fruits or vegetables or meats or fish. So what we saw was that it resulted in a higher proportion of bad microbes, and these bad microbes, so they have different species that are generally associated with poor health.
Are these the Bacteroidetes and I can't think of the other one now. Is that the two different classifications of microbes or no?
So those are broad character classifications of microbes, Bacteroidetes and Firmicutes.
And Firmicutes, thank you.
Yeah, so these were some of the members that are associated with poor health are Bacteroidetes, and some of them are and a few were Firmicutes, and then also several were in a class of bacteria called Proteobacteria that harbors a number of bacteria you could think of as opportunistic pathogens. Some mm-hmm. scientists call them pathobionts. And these bacteria tended to be relatively aggressive. So normally, while you have this dense population of bacteria in their gut, they're located where you would want your frenemy to be located, which is nearby but not too nearby.
Mm-hmm.
So specifically, none of the bacteria should be in contact with the human cells of the intestine. They should be separated by a mucus layer. And in the case of the emulsifiers, the species that were enriched, they tended to be aggressive bacteria that would be very good at digesting the mucus and eating it, and they would burrow into the mucus and get very close to the human cells, sometimes right up against the epithelium. And these bacteria produced things like endotoxin, sometimes also called LPS, and this would activate inflammation and promote a number of diseases associated with inflammation.
So just from this initial research, these two, polysorbate 80 and carboxymethyl cellulose, right?
Yep.
These two, I mean, people who suffer from IBS or ulcerative colitis or any type of intestinal inflammatory disorder, they probably should avoid these, right?
Yeah, I would really recommend anyone who is in a position to avoid them to do so. In mice that were prone to developing these diseases, these were sufficient to trigger the disease. But then even in otherwise healthy mice that really aren't prone to any diseases, these emulsifiers were still causing a low-grade inflammation that resulted in weight gain, particularly in the form of extra fat, a lot of extra fat mass, and also elevated blood sugar, and gave the mice something you might call pre-diabetes, or also can be referred to as metabolic syndrome. So I think these two in particular I would really recommend to avoid, and I would pay attention to this area of research as other products are tested.
Let's do this. Let's go ahead and take a quick commercial break. And when we come back, we'll have more questions. We're talking right now with Dr. Andrew Gerwitz, We're talking about these food additives, these synthetic emulsifiers that you will find in lots of manufactured foods, and how they could be causing problems with IBS, colitis, obesity, and diabetes. We're going to get deeper into when we come back. Stay tuned.
Toothpaste is loaded with toxic chemicals. That's why I use Aura MD. Aura MD is a natural dental care product that is made from botanical oils that promotes healthy oral microbiome while destroying dangerous bacteria that lead to oral health problems. It does not contain fluoride, detergents, surfactants, or any other chemicals. Best of all, it leaves your breath smelling so good, people will comment about it. Right now, you can get a buy one, get one free of Aura MD by going to superhumanradio.com and clicking the Aura MD banner ad. I won't ever use anything else but Aura MD, and neither should you.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You, too, can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
New from the makers of Mass Pro Synthogen, Progenidrex is finally available to everyone. Refined for years in elite athletes, it's the absolute pinnacle of products specifically designed to accelerate drug-free muscle growth without hormones. Using Progenidrex as directed results in dramatic increases in muscle size, pumps, and recovery from heavy training. Won't disrupt endocrine function and no need to cycle off. Visit PredatorNutrition.com and Fusion Supplements for the absolute last word in non-hormonal anabolics. Progenidrex.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn. Teach. Lead.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
For the best in real-world, no-nonsense, result-producing, and effective strength training, muscle-building, and physical culture information, read Brooks Cubic's books and courses. Don't delay. Sprint on over to BrooksCubic.com and choose from more than a dozen of the best books and courses on the market. Brooks Cubic's training advice has been building strength, transforming physiques, and changing lives for more than 25 years. If you prefer e-books, look for Brooks Cubic's best-selling courses at Amazon's Kindle bookstore. Show your support for Physical Culture Radio by going to BrooksCubic.com right now.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. WiseChoiceMedicine.net. CanSee Eye Drops. The name says it all.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where brawn and brains finally meet.
Welcome back. This is really an important discussion. There's so many people out there who have digestive issues, the little purple pill, GERD. Now there's even silent GERD for people who don't have frank reflux disorder, but they have this constant sour taste coming up from their gut. I see people, for the first time ever, I see people with such grossly distended stomachs in mass numbers. And I just look at them and I think something is going on in our population. Our guts are really under attack. And add two more assault weapons to that attack. Here we have these synthetic emulsifiers. So discuss how these synthetic emulsifiers and their disruptive effects on the microbiome could be causing or affecting obesity?
Yeah, so one, you're absolutely right as far as these diseases that are increasing in incidence, all associated with the GI system, and also they're all associated with changes in populations of gut bacteria, and indeed, I think it would be reasonable to say that these bacteria are under assault, and that's a term that Marty Blaser in New York uses a lot, who's done a lot in this area. So in terms of how they're affecting obesity, there's two ways. One, the low-grade inflammatory signaling, this will directly promote fat mass. And it may be that some of the fat mass in the intestine is thought to be protective, in that if bacteria are able to escape the intestine, it's thought that for the intestine to be surrounded by fat may be protective in that way. So the inflammatory signaling can directly promote increased obesity. Additionally, the inflammatory signaling will interfere with satiety signaling. So in other words, when you eat a meal, your body would produce leptin and other things that would signal to the brain that you're full. And in inflammation, these signals just don't work very well. The exact reasons are not entirely clear, but some of the direct signaling from the gut to the brain by the nervous system doesn't seem to work well in inflammation. And then the response to leptin and to insulin is blunted in inflammatory conditions. The system, it just doesn't work very well when there's inflammation around.
And hence, that's the link to insulin resistance then, too.
That is correct. So that inflammation is the central link in these. And it's also really a central theme and a central issue in all the diseases you're referring to. The inflammation can take a number of different forms. So the inflammation in someone with Crohn's disease is very different than someone with type 2 diabetes. The Crohn's inflammation is much more severe. But a lot of the same basic mechanisms are at play, and the same mechanisms that interfere with insulin signaling and result in insulin resistance and type 2 diabetes, these will also interfere with satiety signaling and make someone prone to overeating.
Dr. Gewirtz, what kind of research was done into these types of food additives, these two synthetic food additives, before they were presented to the Food and Drug Administration and approved for mass use amongst our population? Do you know?
Yeah, I would say relatively little. In the case of carboxymethylcellulose, remarkably little. And that would be the same for many emulsifiers that are in use today. Anytime you see the word gum in an ingredient list, that is an emulsifier. So guar gum, Arabic gum.
Xanthan gum, which comes from the seaweed,
gum.
Right? Yeah.
Yeah. And some of them will say that they're organic guar gum, which means that the synthesis was done, it was by bacteria, and isolated from a lab on an industrial scale rather than made by pure organic chemistry like CMC and polysorbate 80. But in the case of these other additives, it's being mixed in a diet in a way completely unlike anything that would ever be there naturally.
Right.
But yet it's really striking how little research has been done on these. Traditionally, the FDA has tested certain things for their ability to induce tumors in mice or cause acute toxicity, typically liver toxicity. So polysorbate 80 was tested for that, and it did induce those things, but based on the level of toxicity it induced in those models, they declared that it was safe at 1% in foods.
But here's the problem. So the Food and Drug Administration is notoriously famous for approving things because in this quantity, it's generally regarded as safe. But the problem is, what they don't realize is that once it's put in every single food product, the load that the average person receives in the course of a week was never the intended load that a person was supposed to receive.
You are absolutely correct. So if something was, if things are tested, they're tested in isolation by themselves. And yet there may have been 10 things tested in isolation by themselves, and you'll find 4 or 5 of them together in the same product at close to the limits that each is approved at. So it's really a problem, and I think, you know, the regulations really need to be to be rethought. And
the problem is the Food and Drug Administration sits still until industry is prepared to change, so that they have to give industry time. And you know, that's why they're famous for saying things like, by the year 2021 we're going to get this toxic thing out of food, because they have to give industry time. So people need to be aware of this so they can navigate around it. And the more you navigate around it, the free market kicks in, and you find manufacturers who put labels on the things, no gums, no emulsifiers. And next, yeah. You know, it's like, it starts with people. Don't wait for the government to protect you from these things. They won't do it. You protect yourself, yeah. And you'll force the free market to provide what you demand that you want to buy.
Yeah. I think that's very much true, and I think if you look at the example of trans fats, you know, I wouldn't really give too much credit to the FDA, or no credit to the FDA, but exactly what you described has greatly cut down on the amount of trans fats people are consuming.
When are you going to look at the natural emulsifiers? Which I've always been suspect of them. I got to tell you the truth. Anytime I see gar gum, xanthan gum, carrageenan in food, I immediately imagine eating Elmer's glue, like this pasty stuff that I can't digest in my stomach with the food, and it's going to get caught in places I don't want it to get caught, and it's going to gum the work up, no pun intended.
I think that's a reasonable way of thinking about it. So we're testing these now in mice, and we're also in the process of trying to set up human studies for what we have tested in mice. And I mean, a little bit the one you mentioned, lecithin, our initial results, they're preliminary, but they suggest that the effects of lecithin are a lot more mild than the synthetic ones we've tested so far. But I don't think they'll be zero, but just a lot more mild. So if you were having smaller amounts of lecithin, I'm guessing that wouldn't be a problem. For all the gums, we're testing them currently. Clearly some are doing things to mice, and we're repeating those experiments and doing dose testing out different amounts. These are a good example of something that perhaps if you were eating seaweed and getting a little of the carrageenan, for example, that way, that's unlikely to be harmful. But the amounts that are put into so many different products, I think, are really pretty disturbing.
Well, the thing with lecithin that I would ask you to observe, too, if it's possible, is the hexane that's used to liberate the lecithin from soy. That's a whole nother issue.
That absolutely is the case. And what other trace compounds are getting there in that process? As best as we can, we're trying to buy them from suppliers that would also be supplying to large food manufacturers. Sometimes it's not always, we can't always get that information, but I agree that it may well have those types of elements in there.
Because it could skew your results. You could be getting results, and it might not be the lecithin, maybe the hexane. Listen, it's been great having you on the show. This is very important work that you're doing, and I hope that more people pick up on what you're talking about here.
Okay. Well, thank you. I appreciate it.
Thanks for having me. We're going to take a quick commercial break. And when we come back, we're going to revisit the age-old discussion, high-intensity versus low-intensity workouts. Stay tuned.
for the best in real-world, no-nonsense, result-producing, and effective strength training, muscle-building, and physical culture information, read Brooks Cubic's books and courses. Don't delay. Sprint on over to brookscubic.com and choose from more than a dozen of the best books and courses on the market. Brooks Cubic's training advice has been building strength, transforming physiques, and changing lives for more than 25 years. If you prefer ebooks, look for Brooks Cubic's best-selling courses at Amazon's Kindle bookstore. Show your support for Physical Culture Radio by going to brookscubic.com right now.
Superhuman Radio has the smartest and most dedicated health and fitness listeners found anywhere in the world. If you're trying to tap this market of greater than 50 million health fitness consumers, you simply can't do better than advertising on Superhuman Radio. Our sponsors tell us Superhuman Radio outperforms other forms of advertising time and time again. If you're tired of wasting valuable advertising dollars and need a new way to build your client base, go to superhumanradio.com and click on the Advertise with Us link. It just may be the best thing you have ever done for your business.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high protein, low carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to SuperHumanRadio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
Toothpaste is loaded with toxic chemicals. That's why I use Aura MD. Aura MD is a natural dental care product that is made from botanical oils that promotes healthy oral microbiome while destroying dangerous bacteria that lead to oral health problems. It does not contain fluoride, detergents, surfactants, or any other chemicals. Best of all, it leaves your breath smelling so good people will comment about it. Right now you can get a buy one, get one free of Aura MD by going to superhumanradio.com and clicking the Aura MD banner ad. I won't ever use anything else but Aura MD, and neither should you.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn. Teach. Lead.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. WiseChoiceMedicine.net. CanSee Eye Drops. The name says it all.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. We're ripped and we're ready.
Welcome back. You know, we've been having the discussion between high intensity and low intensity within our more athletic community for a very, very long time. But now that discussion is extending out more into the general population, especially when we talk about people who are obese and also pre-diabetic. My next guest is Dr. Robert Ross. He's a professor at the School of Kinesiology and Health Studies at Queen's University in Kingston, Ontario. Welcome to the show, Dr. Ross.
Good afternoon. Happy to be here.
This is a discussion that we've had for a decade now on this show, but we tend to be more dedicated trainees, but it's really refreshing to see this discussion making it into more mainstream channels. So talk about your research. What were you seeking to learn, and how was your study designed?
Well, essentially, we were asking a question that's relevant for the current guidelines for adults really worldwide. The guidelines for adopting physical activity are no different in North America than they are in Europe or Asia. And essentially the guidelines suggest that you do either 150 minutes a week, so that's 30 minutes most days of the week, which we assume is five, at a lower intensity, or you do half of that, 75 minutes at a higher intensity. The implication of the in the guidelines is that therefore intensity doesn't matter. You don't get any extra benefits for doing higher intensity other than the shorter time that it takes to perform the required exercise. So our study essentially was designed to determine the extent to which that's true. So essentially what we did is we recruited 300 abdominally obese adults who were sedentary, which, by the way, represents about 60 to 70% of the North American population.
Right.
So we recruited the average American, if you would say, male and female, and we randomized these people to one of four groups. And essentially what we did was we fixed the amount of exercise. So we very rigorously controlled the amount of exercise that our participants did over the 24 weeks of the study, and we altered intensity. And then for other groups, we fixed the intensity, and we altered the amount of exercise you did. So in short, the design of the study allowed us to determine the separate effects of the amount of exercise you do or the intensity at which you do it on a number of outcomes that have important clinical consequences.
What kind of markers were you looking for in these people to determine the outcome?
Well, the primary outcomes that we were looking at was one obesity-related, and that's waist circumference. Waist circumference now is generally thought to be a very important indicator of the high-risk form of obesity. So we were looking to see what the effects of amount and intensity would have on reducing waist circumference.
Okay.
Then the other primary outcome was 2-hour glucose and translated your body's ability to manage blood sugar. So those were the two primary outcomes.
So you didn't look at insulin by itself aside from glucose.
Yes, we did.
Oh, you did. Good. Okay. Yeah.
We did look at insulin by itself. But what we need to do in trials of this nature is to pick on, if you will, variables or risk factors that are strongly associated with downstream morbidity or disease and mortality, death.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
In clinical circles, that's what we're really interested in. So if we reduce this risk factor, the assumption is we've done good with respect to reducing your risk for the associated diseases. So we don't just pick these risk factors out of thin air. They're picked by design, and they are factors that predict morbidity and mortality. The risk factor that we looked at that of course is of great interest to your listeners. And that was cardiorespiratory fitness, or your VO2 peak, as someone would do, your maximal ability to do exercise. That was the third observation that we looked at in this study. And for all three, we found some, I think, very interesting and positive results.
So talk about the two different groups and what you saw as far as results went.
Well, essentially, I'll take them one at a time. So if we looked at waist circumference, surprisingly, regardless of the amount of exercise you did or the intensity at which you performed it, the good news was that we saw a substantial reduction in waist circumference, and if your listeners prefer, body weight or the bathroom scale. So we saw significant reductions over the 6-month period. Now, I remind you, I think it's very important to convey that all the participants consumed a balanced, healthful diet. They all met with our dietitians regularly throughout the 6 months, and they had to write down everything that they ate, and we made we did the best we could, I should say, to make sure that the diet composition was healthy, consistent with American guidelines for a healthy diet, and that they did not reduce the number of calories they ate. So they did not consume any more, but they did not reduce. Therefore, the reductions in waste and weight that we saw, we could attribute to the exercise
right.
that our participants performed. So, well, we were surprised. We thought that if you increase the amount of exercise that you did, that the waist circumference might decrease more so as a function of you just doing more work. But interestingly, we did not see that. So with respect to waist circumference, the good news is that we provide treatment options. In other words, translated, if someone wanted to do a shorter duration, higher intensity exercise, that's good. If you wanted to do lower intensity exercise for a longer duration, that was also very good. So for waist circumference, that was an interesting observation. For your ability to manage blood sugar, mm-hmm. however, we found a very different observation. The lower intensity groups, regardless of amount, did not move the needle on that variable, your ability to manage blood sugar, to put it simply. It was only in the higher intensity exercise that we saw significant reductions in that number that are what we hope for, and they were, of course, significant by comparison to the control group. So in that sense, our observations countered the current guidelines and said for a given amount of work, a given amount of calories that you expend, the higher intensity won the day with respect to managing blood sugar. And finally, for fitness, for VO2 peak or cardiorespiratory fitness, VO2 max if your listeners prefer, we saw something, very positive yet very, very interesting. So if you did a low amount of exercise, the 30 minutes of exercise 5 days a week, you saw an improvement in cardiorespiratory fitness. So that was not unexpected. We observed that, and that was consistent with what prior literature has told us. However, if we fix the intensity and we just increase the amount of exercise, you saw a further increase in cardiorespiratory fitness or VO2 max, if you prefer. And then finally, if you did the same higher amount of exercise at the higher intensity, you had an even greater increase in cardiorespiratory fitness. So again, we have treatment options for people who seek to improve cardiorespiratory fitness, which in our clinical arena is a very strong predictor of cardiovascular disease.
Right.
It's one of the strongest predictors we have. So the good news is no matter what form of exercise you undertook, there was benefit. But if you do a little more, and if you do it at a higher intensity, you get further benefits still. So I think that was very, very important. And again, in that sense, counters the current guidelines that we have in North America.
I want to take a break. I've got questions. And hopefully they'll make sense. We're talking right now with Dr. Robert Ross. We're talking about high intensity versus low intensity exercise for those who are obese and pre-diabetic. And it clearly looks like what we know here is the greater the intensity, the greater the benefit. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
At Superior Hardcore Peptides, we pride ourselves on accurately dosed, high-quality peptides and research chemicals made in the USA. With all the options out there, we dedicated ourselves to providing the best service and the best products for your research. Click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com today and use the discount code SHR and get 20% off our already competitive prices. If you're going to do research, do it with the best Superior Hardcore Peptides.
In today's day and age, it's refreshing to find a company with values that match yours. And it's even more extraordinary when the products they make exceed your expectation in every way. That's what Michael's Naturopathic Programs has done for over 30 years. With more than 50 tried and truthful high-potency formulas, Michael's Naturopathic Programs give your body what it needs. No more guessing what herb or vitamin, amino acid, or mineral you need. With Michael's, it's all in one bottle. From cardiovascular support to weight management to nervous system support to detox and cleansing and more, Michael's Naturopathic Programs work. They have to. Michael himself has been giving it to his own family from the very start. You can find Michael's product at your local health food store or go to michaelshealth.com and get your tried and truthful formulation. That's michaelshealth.com.
Performance counts, especially in the bedroom. AgeForce introduces the Ready Now Sexual Performance Patch. Feel 8 hours of increased performance within minutes of putting on the Ready Now Patch. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Ready Now banner ad and save 50% off your first order.
New from the makers of Mass Pro Synthogen, Progenidrex is finally available to everyone. Refined for years in elite athletes, it's the absolute pinnacle of products specifically designed to accelerate drug-free muscle growth without hormones. Using Progenidrex, Progenidrex as directed results in dramatic increases in muscle size, pumps, and recovery from heavy training. Won't disrupt endocrine function and no need to cycle off. Visit PredatorNutrition.com and Fusion Supplements for the absolute last word in non-hormonal anabolics. Progenidrex.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest Protein Bar, now comes the Quest High Protein Potato Chips. With 21 grams of high-quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
You've already heard the hundreds of testimonials about how well the AgeForce Fat Burner Patch works. Now it's even better. AgeForce has added the powerful appetite suppressor, Hoodia. So now, while your body's in high gear burning fat, you'll have an easier time sticking to your diet. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the AgeForce banner ad today to get a buy one, get one free for a limited time. What do you have to lose other than body fat?
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. Don't hate us because we feel good.
Welcome back. We're talking with Dr. Robert Ross. We're talking about high-intensity versus low-intensity exercise for people who are obese and or insulin resistant. And clearly, the high-intensity exercise has more benefits to it. So, What was the percentage of VO2 max that these individuals had to reach in order to be considered high intensity?
So I think that's a very, very important question, especially given the your audience that may be more familiar with higher training than we actually do. The 50% of the VO2 peak or VO2 max represents the low end of the intensity range suggested in the current guidelines. The 75% of VO2 peak in our study represents the higher range. Mm. In other words, we say 130 minutes at low intensity or 75 minutes at what we call moderate to vigorous. Now, there's no consensus. There's no consensus with respect to what exactly moderate or low or high means, but in our hands it was 75%. So translated in terms of heart rate, the low intensity group over the 24 weeks were walking on a treadmill at a very low pace, and their heart rate was somewhere around 120 beats per minute. And remember that these people were on average about 50 years of age. The higher intensity, they were only exercising at 140 beats per minute. So they were essentially walking faster, more purposefully on the treadmill, and some of them elevated the grade of the treadmill by 1 or 2%. But we didn't have anybody who got to jogging pace.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that's a very, very important.
Very
and
promising.
That,
very promising, because it wasn't a heroic effort here at all.
No. These individuals, remember, when they finish, as with most North Americans after 6 months, I mean, they're still abdominally obese. They've reduced their waist circumference. They've improved their fitness. I have no doubt that they improved the composition and the function of their lean mass, and they lost some adiposity. There's no question about that. This is all very, very good. And it's very, very important to indicate that they did that at a very palatable exercise regimen or intensity level. The adherence and compliance amongst all of the groups was the same. In other words, what I'm saying, the number of times they came and participated was the same. The incidence of musculoskeletal type injuries, which is really I've got a sore muscle or my ankle's a bit sore, was the same whether you were doing low intensity or high intensity exercise. So I'm glad you asked that question, because I think it's really important for the listeners to appreciate that in the guidelines, when we talk about low and high, it's relative.
Yeah.
So for I know right now, even in clinical literature, sometimes high intensity is thought of interval training.
Right.
Where you're doing very high bouts, of course, of 60 seconds or a minute, depending on the protocol you're following. You take a short rest and you do it again. That may or may not have merits in the average North American. We don't know that yet. But in our hands, the high intensity was relative to the guidelines, not relative to peak performance that one might want to achieve if they were trying to run a personal best in a 10K or do a triathlon or a marathon or something like this. These people at the end of the time were walking on a treadmill with a smile on their face, whether they were higher or lower intensity. It just didn't matter.
So perceived exhaustion didn't even play a role in it. You know, because I was thinking to myself, okay, high intensity, you know, you're talking about 85-90% VO2 max for a period of time, and I was starting to wonder if I've always had this curiosity. We understand how the body supercompensates, and that's how we make progress: progressive overload and weight training, and progressive training in cardiovascular by continually pushing the envelope, so to speak, nudging it. Your body supercompensates. I've always wondered if supercompensation was centrally mediated as well as peripherally through muscles and systems. So the level of perceived exhaustion would play a role in somebody's ability to make progress, so to speak. But these individuals weren't even pushing really what we consider high intensity at all. That's really very, but that's refreshing, because that means that anybody out there could pretty much do this.
I think that certainly the lower end, we know that, you know, you're going out for your 30 minutes. You don't have to get special uniform, go to a special place, do special things. You don't really have to do that. And in context of our findings, which I think hopefully will translate to the notion that clinicians and healthcare practitioners, kinesiologists, certified personal trainers will take this information and use it, begin to develop an understanding that there may be more than one size that fits all. It may be that if someone comes up and says, look, I just don't like the higher intensity stuff, even if it's only brisk walking, walking quickly, 1% grade on a treadmill or 2%, I just like slower and I would much prefer to go longer. Perfect. You know, there's no question that would be very good, depending on the health outcome that you seek to improve. So I think where we're moving with our work, which is just scraping the surface, and certainly more studies that we'll see of this nature as we move down the road, we'll start to consider this notion of personalized exercise medicine. Yeah. Where we will start to see responders and non-responders to certain amounts of exercise or intensity of exercise. And we might get to the point one day where we will be able to measure something on an individual and say, well, if you want to optimize this outcome, then this is the type of exercise you may want to do, and depending on the outcome, you may want to do something else. So I think that the type of research that we've done and that I'm sure is forthcoming that give treatment options and different strategies for people to use to achieve benefit with respect to a given outcome is very encouraging.
It is.
It adds to the body of knowledge that we have now. It extends it, I think, a great deal, and we're very happy about that.
So the individuals that participate, I have to believe that most of them, if not all of them, said they were going to keep this up, even though they were outside the study now. Am I accurate on that?
Well, that we wouldn't know. There's two types of, and I think this is something that is poorly understood sometimes even in the clinical community. So we did what's called a randomized control trial, and your listeners would appreciate what that is. But there's two types of randomized control trials. There's one in which there's very strong control of everything you do. So these people came into our laboratory by appointment. They walked on a treadmill. We measured every heart rate. We knew exactly how long they had to go to expend the number of calories. They met with our dietitians. They were given plans. They had their own personal trainer and their own dietitian with them throughout the 24 weeks. Because we weren't trying to change their behavior.
Right.
What we were trying to understand is if you do this or if you do that, what happens? Now, if you say, well, so in other words, this type of what we call a randomized control trial, which is an efficacy trial, so very strong controls, perfect conditions, criterion methods of measurement, et cetera, they set the stage for the kind of trial that you refer to, Carl, the kind of trial that says, okay, now if you want to do the higher intensity exercise for this amount of minutes, how do we work with you to overcome the barriers that you can now perform that for the rest of your life
right.
in a situation that makes sense to you? That's a different type of study. And it's important to know the difference. You need both kinds of studies to answer two very different questions.
Yeah.
One, the first question is, what happens when you do this type of exercise? And once you know that, then you say, okay, how do we get people to adopt and sustain that type of exercise? That's a very different question, as I'm sure you can appreciate.
Yeah, absolutely. I commend you. This is great work, really, really good work. And again, it's very refreshing to realize that this is really something that's doable by most people out there. Congratulations on this research, really.
Well, thank you very much, and thank you very much for having me on and giving me the opportunity to speak to your listeners. I appreciate it.
Take care.
Okay, bye-bye.
There you have it. If you are a personal trainer, it doesn't take a lot to get your people in shape. Obviously, you already know that. And for those people out there who are wondering how to get started, it all starts with maybe just walking. I also want to thank Rob Regish for the first hour for the Blueprint Power Hour today. Go to his website, CoachRobRegish.com. And then, of course, Dr. Andrew Gewirtz for coming on and talking about stay away from polysorbate 80 and carboxyl methyl cellulose. If you see that in food, throw the food away. Don't eat it. And more to come on other emulsifiers from his group there. Thanks for listening today, and we'll see you tomorrow.